Theater critic Michael Bourne says he enjoyed the return of a show off-Broadway. He just doesn't know what it is.
What exactly is Mumminschanz? It's not exactly dance. They're somewhat like mimes, except that they're mostly about masks and balloons and bags. Sometimes gigantic bags. One never actually sees faces and rarely sees bodies. They dress in colorful and very adaptable silk-looking sheets. Sometimes they're inside the sheets. They don't perform in black light. They do perform in blackness. They appear from the black and disappear into the black. Curtains, mostly. They wear and manipulate mostly abstract masks. They often, from the inside of a bag, manipulate shapelessness into shapes, faces sometimes. A roiling bag, suddenly, with hands or a whole body contorting inside the bag, becomes a face pouting. Never exactly smiling. A face in love. A face about to eat you. Mumminschanz does not exactly play characters or play scenes with actual plots. Often they're lovers, miscellaneous shapes that become hearts. One twosome transforms from a Valentine heart into what looks like an actual heart with baggy vertebrae. Often they're predators, fantastic creatures, lampreys, or other creatures under the sea. Whatever they're doing is surreal and always charming. Mumminschanz came together in 1972, and one of the original creators, Floriana Frassetto, is performing now with four young, not puppeteers, can't call them baggers. In the program, they're called the Musicians of Silence, and the kaleidoscope of bagatelles they play often feels visually musical. Mumminschanz calls this show You and Me. Sometimes they involve us in the audience. Certainly they involve everyone's imagination. They're playing now through July 22nd at the Gerald W. Lynch Theater of John Jay College. That's on East 59th Street in Manhattan. And really, exactly what Mumminschanz is delightful. I'm Michael Bourne.
Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve?